cartoon can be very powerful. Whether it's starting with the face, the caricature, powerful, but also the way that you deal with messages in this very simple fashion that can be read very easily by millions, you suddenly have the potential of doing something very good, but also potential for causing a great deal of damage. I talk about cartoons as like hand grenades, that if you pull the pin and you throw it in the right direction, it's great, but if you don't, if you bobble it, it's going to explode in your face. So, and we've seen recently in the Danish cartoonist and the depiction of Prophet Muhammad that just how cartoons can upset large swaths of the country and actually lead in that case to riots and deaths just because of some cartoons. So when it comes to where you're sitting where I am, and I'm going to the point of trying to draw my cartoons, the whole time I would like to think that I'm engaging in a conversation. I consider myself a columnist with trying to talk and communicate with people. But if I do something that's so inflammatory that the people I'm talking to are not listening, then I'm not going to succeed in this conversation.